Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you in the market for new dice? Check out our friends at Metallic Dice Games, a premium dice and accessory company that features standard acrylic, metal, and even real gemstone dice. If you're looking for the best in dice, head over to metallicdicegames.com and find the perfect set for you. Even better, listeners of this podcast can receive 10% off any purchase with the promo code RBP10. This promo code never expires and is a great way to support our podcast while snagging some premium dice swag. So check out metallicdicegames.com and use promo code RBP10 with any purchase so they know that the Rancor's Brothel sent you.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
All right. Yes. So you guys have your information. It is now up to you. Like, this is not me in character anymore. It's now up to you who you want to investigate first. Make a decision, and I'll get you there.
Dude, Eldridge Chopra. That dude has a bad name.
Is it a guy or a girl?
Chopra is
Eldridge Chakra.
Eldridge is generally a guy's name.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Chopra. By the way, Eldridge is a male.
I'm still gonna call him Chakra.
Chopra tends to be a of Indian descent too. I'm not gonna say it always
little,
is, but
a little bit
to
of
be.
A background here. Melissa Romano works as a hairstylist in Seattle. Sharon,
who needs a haircut?
Yeah.
Sharon is a freelance writer who, through some research they have found, has credits in online magazines and newsprint, especially in the Northwest.
True.
And then Eldridge.
Kills people.
Or Eldridge or Ridge. People Mortician. Call him Ridge. Works for a computer company in Seattle that provides online auction services.
That's lame. It's like they all had decent, and then it comes down to him and he disappoints.
Man. With a name like that, he'd go so far.
I know.
He'd be a pretty good auctioneer.
Well, that's true.
I don't know. I feel like it would be cooler if it was like a CEO or something.
Yeah.
For like some like computer biomedical auction firm or something.
That'd be kind of ironic.
All right.
Wouldn't it?
Who do you want to talk to first?
Not Eldridge anymore.
He's on the bottom of the list. Out of the two, I think maybe Sharon? Just because
since
she's
we're
a
not in Call of Cthulhu, you guys want to split the party? Two can go to one, two can go to the other.
Because no RPG is frightening when you split the party.
Let's just be fair. Call of Cthulhu, a little bit more frightening than the rest of them when you split the party.
Depends on what kind
I
of...
Died I don't know, every man. Like an owlbear coming out of nowhere.
You are investigating drug dealers and druggies.
Yes, but if four people come flying in at these people...
But if we split up, we're not four people.
You're also agents of the estate, which is not a secret organization.
Right, but we also like want to find out information, and if you come at it threateningly,
now, right?
People may not give information.
Yeah, I have a license to carry.
Yeah, you guys all carry guns.
Yeah.
You're agents.
License to carry just gives you extra things for, it's kind of like a class.
Just a perk.
So
who do you guys want to go to first?
I mean, if we don't threaten them, because we're not really there for them, like if they want to be drug users, let them be drug users. You know, we're there to find out who their supplier is.
You are welcome to split the party. I was going to.
But we also can't make it a thing where, you know, if we're going to stop their supplier, they're not going to tell us information because obviously it's their supplier.
Yeah.
So we got to have some kind of approach.
Depends on your interrogation practices, I suppose.
Yeah, I know.
I was just thinking, I mean, like hairstylists like to talk, or at least every single one I've been to do. So I was thinking two people go to the hairstylist, two people go to the freelance writer.
Okay.
That was my thought process. I figured I'm female. I can get my hair done.
Sure.
Hopefully she doesn't screw it up.
How old are you?
Yeah, please don't tell me I'm going to come out with like a Farrah Fawcett haircut because that would be awful.
Golden Girls!
I mean, I would say they're all like early 30s, okay. Early to mid 30s.
Okay.
We'll say we'll give it a broader scope. Let's say 20 to 40.
Cool.
There you go.
Well, sure. I don't think any of them are in their 40s, but
I said 20 to 40.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cool.
I'll go to the journalist.
Okay.
Go with to the hairstylist.
Great.
Melissa sounds nice.
Where's Sebastian going?
I'll just go to the other person. Why not? We'll go see the journalist.
Journalist? All right. So let's start with the hairdresser.
Okay.
You guys find the salon.
Mm-hmm.
It's just called Seattle's Best. That's all it is.
That's a coffee company, but let's go with it.
You can. I mean, you can judge if they're actually the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy, you getting your hair cut?
Oh no, not these beautiful locks. I'm good.
Did you have photographs? You did not have photographs. Okay. You two walk into a salon.
I'm gonna ask the receptionist if Melissa is working.
Melissa, I haven't seen her in about a week.
Oh no. I had an appointment with her.
She always. I doubt it because we haven't seen her in a week. We haven't been taking appointments. What's your name? And she starts looking through a book.
I said I called her personally, and she said she would write me down in her book.
Yeah, we got a marriage thing happening next month, and we booked this way
as
before.
As Stevie's eyes get like as big as her head.
I'm helping sell the story.
Yes, you're right, dear. I really need my practice cut done.
What's the equivalent to a bullshit roll in this game?
You're the DM. You make that up.
I mean, deceiving is considered under speed, I think.
Is it under speed and intelligence?
I think so, yeah.
I can roll intelligence. Oh, speed, he can roll speed.
I'm witty, but not intelligent.
deceiving is the one I could choose as a spinner, so I would assume that's speed.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So...
There you go.
I'm good at lying. I can't think.
Give me a speed roll.
Speed roll. Do we know what that? We're just gonna go off of it. Let's see what. That's a one.
she chuckles a little and just kind of rolls her eyes
as I just like shake my head at you.
Anyway, she talked in the past about moving to Portland. But I don't know. Maybe she did. We haven't seen her in about a week. No one's really been in contact with her.
Well, we need to find her.
Does she have like some contact information here that we can get a hold of her? Or
you said you called her?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was like
we tried.
It was like a week and a half ago. But
yeah, no, nothing.
Do you have anything else that I can maybe contact her with? An address?
Yeah, where do you guys send her checks at?
I mean. It's all digital now, so.
Oh, do you guys? What do you guys use company wise? You know,
Lucas doesn't know the name of these things, so.
A random bank.
QuickBooks? No, that's not for that. That's for taxes.
QuickBooks is actually something that you can use
it's for payroll.
Yeah,
we use ADP.
I didn't think it was for payroll. I thought it was just taxes.
QuickBooks it is.
But it, like I said, man, she hasn't been here in a week. The appointments that she had lined up this week, you know, other stylists had to take over, and as you can see, there's a now hiring sign in the window. So, we just assumed she up and left.
Did you call the police?
I mean, we didn't think she was in any kind of trouble.
But when you don't see somebody for a week, isn't that kind of suspicious, especially when they have appointments?
Well, when that person has threatened for the past 3 months to move to Portland, you don't really worry about it.
She's moving to Portland.
Does she have family in Portland?
Not to my knowledge.
Did she say anything else that would give you a clue where she's at?
No.
Does she have any
kids? Do you have a picture of her?
If you guys look around, like her booth has a picture of her in it.
Okay.
So
I'm going to go over and I'm going to look at the picture.
Okay.
Hold on. You kept her stuff even though she didn't show up?
Well, yeah, her booth hasn't cleared out yet.
They usually pay for the booth.
Oh, just a week? Yeah. All right, that's true.
It's kind of like a tattoo artist. You pay for your own booth.
I'm learning stuff today.
Rent it out.
That is actually very, very true. All hairstylists do rent their own booths, and we appreciate every hairstylist.
This info is going down in my special book here.
I'm glad I
do what?
I'm glad I tipped them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why.
Always tip your stylist.
Always tip your people who give you something.
It's fair.
Very true.
So yeah, I mean, in the booth, you see, all of her equipment is there. Clearly doesn't like it's been used in a while.
I'm going to open the drawer. Sometimes they leave like bills and things in the top. Is there any bills or anything that would give me an address of where she lived?
I mean, you see some like old receipts and things like that. You have her address. They gave you her address.
Is there scissors?
That was in the file.
I thought they gave us the address of her hair
phone number
salon.
And
Sorry.
Phone numbers and addresses were in the file.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there scissors there?
Yeah.
Can I grab scissors? Put them in pocket?
What will you do with hair cutting?
So that's like a sleight of hand, which I'm going to guess is another speed roll. There are people in here. The receptionist is like watching you. So
I'm just going to be looking at it and be like, oh, what is that?
Yeah.
Try to sneak it in.
Yeah, it's going to be probably like a, I mean, everybody is watching you. It's going to be like
I'm
going to
use my crappy smartphone and take a picture of her picture.
Sure. It's going to be like a level 8 speed roll.
Well, what the heck? After thinking about it, I put down the scissors and maybe next time.
Go ahead and roll it.
Again, shake my head. How is he going to get a 24?
I can't get a 24.
Exactly. People are sitting there watching you.
Okay.
Do you don't have anything for deception or stealth that helps you?
Effort and my edge, I'm good.
What's your edge and speed?
My edge is only 2.
Your edge
I mean
is,
1.
Your edge is 1, so all right. So that knocks it down 1, doesn't it?
It'll knock it down at 21, though. Wait, no. Oh, that's how it works in this game. 7, 4.
Yeah, it knocks it
it's
down.
Still 21.
It knocks it down per tier, right? Not per number. Like the tier would go to 7. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it'll go from 8 to 7.
But it's still
a
21.
It's
still a 21.
And then you have an effort thing.
You can use. If you really want to spend points out of your pool,
you
steal
don't
some scissors.
Need scissors.
No,
that bad.
It's not worth. The scissors aren't that pretty.
I don't know how much it is worth it to you. So
it ain't that pretty.
Okay.
So we need to go call her on her phone number.
You have the intelligence one.
My little baseball kid.
The receptionist is kind of like, you guys are really weird customers. Good luck at the.
We're just really worried. Her hair. Oh, wait. She already.
She already called bullshit on that.
Never mind. Yeah.
I mean, good luck at the wedding.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. Little squeeze right out. I'll squeeze.
There is no reason for you guys to not flash your badges. Like,
oh, I forgot.
There's no reason you.
Like, they know us.
It's not Delta Green. You're not in a secret organization. People know what
gotcha.
The estate is.
I always thought it was secret.
It's
I'm
really
sorry.
Not.
Okay. Then.
It's like the FBI.
So we can, okay. So yeah, we can be like FBI.
People, you can flash your badge and be like, give me your information.
Be like, we're so weird.
I'm so new to this still.
An interrogation tactic. It's an intimidation
okay.
tactic.
So. I would smugly smile at her and say, we're actually here with the, what is it called?
The estate.
The estate. Thank you. I cannot remember that.
Oh, yeah. We got these badges here today.
I mean, to be fair, we did just graduate. So, I mean, it is.
Hey, Jimmy, go grab a drink. You're a little freaky.
I'm just so nervous. All right. You guys have booze here?
No.
Oh, man.
There's a bar like down the street.
I wish I had a hip flask because I would totally just like pull it out and hand it to you. But I don't.
All right.
So you're not really customers then. You're investigating Melissa for some reason?
Yes. We think somebody tried to sell her drugs.
Oh.
I was trying to get information from her without scaring her. But
since
she's not here, I'd appreciate any information you could give me.
Well, I know Melissa had some addiction issues, but I was under the impression she had that under control.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you heard me. I walked out.
Oh, you walked out. Sorry.
I walked out. You kept looking at me. I was like, no, I left. I went to the bar. You guys said so. Twist my arm.
Helpful. So she had it under control?
We thought she did.
When was the last time you knew that she used?
Maybe a couple of months ago. She did a couple of weeks in rehab for, pills and that sort of thing. It wasn't anything hard to my knowledge. No, you know, heroin, meth, that sort of stuff. It wasn't the type of thing she would normally touch, I don't think.
You said she's been missing for like a week. Was there anything other than her talking about going to Portland that seemed erratic or
no?
Trembling
she just
hands?
Always wanted to go out there. Well, trembling hands, yeah. I mean, when she was on something, she definitely would tremble. Or if she had been off something and was detoxing, you know, she would tremble. So that's pretty standard, I suppose, for an addict. My cousin's an addict, so I know how that works.
Anything different with her speech?
Not that I can recall, no.
Any light sensitivity?
Hmm. I mean, she did wear sunglasses a lot, but we just figured it was part of her, you know, effort to make some sort of fashion statement.
Her persona.
Making fetch happen.
Does she talk anything about something religious or spiritual?
I don't think she was a very spiritual person.
Okay. So she didn't say anything about moving to Portland to join a cult or...
God, no.
What color were her eyes? Can't really tell from this picture.
I think they were blue? Or maybe they were green. It's not something I usually remember for people.
Normally people with blue or green eyes don't try to hide them behind sunglasses.
Fair enough.
Damn it, Jimmy, you left.
You see a text on your phone.
Yeah, bloop.
Bloop. Dude, they got 50 cent pictures here.
50 cent pictures?
This place is amazing.
I hear my phone go off and I say, excuse me, 1 second. I check my phone and I type back, get your ass back here.
Boyfriend troubles?
As you can see, not all of us are as lucky to find a husband.
Like the picture.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Somebody wanted to be.
You can drop the act, honey.
You hear
it. I said wanted to be, as in I'm acknowledging the fact that it was fake.
Gotcha.
All right, I'll walk back in though, but I still have my picture in my hand, and it's about a fourth left. I just walked out with it.
What? As I just like shake my head.
What?
So, our dear friend Melissa has had some addiction issues, Jimmy.
Oh. That's good. Guess what? 50 cent pictures just down the road. Oh,
do you have
man.
A contact number on which we can contact you if we have any more questions?
Sure. And she hands you a little card. Okay. Hmm?
Do you know of any places that she hung out other than her own address?
Other than here? No.
Any she doesn't new have people any, in her life?
She didn't date much. She doesn't have any family here in town that I'm aware of. So mostly it was just us girls, and on occasion we would go out, but when she was going through her issues, she would definitely stay home by herself.
Well, thank you very much.
You've been a great help.
One more question. Have you seen a guy who looks like Chuck Norris around here?
Oh yeah. Cowboy hat. Loves his cowboy hat.
It's 2019.
Can't say that I have.
Oh.
If you see one, will you call me? And I hand her a card.
Sure.
Thank you.
You've been a great help. Thank you.
As I like
good day.
Push you out the door.
Is there anything else you guys want to do?
I want to call the number that they
say,
give us.
Let's call the name. Yeah.
So the number for her number?
Yes.
Yeah.
It just rings. No one answers.
If.
So that's when I put on my sweet little voice and I say, hey, Melissa, this is Julie. I need to make an appointment to get my hair done. I'm getting married. Please call me back. And I leave my phone number.
Okay.
Great nice. Idea. I have no idea where you got that idea from.
Shut up, Jimmy, and drink your beer. Let's go. We should probably head to her address, though.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. No one answers when you knock. So.
Oh, we're there.
Right. I look at Jimmy and I go, and this is where you step in, my friend.
We got this. All right. I want to look around. Is there anyone looking?
I have a feeling we're in like a kind of seedy neighborhood.
Yeah, that's
it's
why
like
I think
a
so.
Shitty, not hotel, shitty little apartments.
All right. Oh, it's an apartment. Okay.
I would say no.
No? I want to kick down the door.
Kick down the door?
No. Oh, how about you try to open the door?
I'll use the doorknob first.
It is locked.
It is locked. All right.
Why don't you give it like a good old lockpick try?
Or my like brain's not too good, but my muscles.
And I am telling good. You, why don't you see if you can't pick the lock, Jimmy? Or shoulder it open rather than making a lot of noise and kicking it open.
Let's try a shoulder it.
Give it a nice, it's a much smaller and lighter door than you tried to bust open in the security place.
Oh, I can do this, I think.
It's like a level 3 door.
All right.
Me and you both had to tackle that door, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, it was a big steel basement door.
Yeah.
You said
level 3? To which you just ended up chopping through the wall anyway.
Just to make sure that I look cool, I'm going to put some effort into this.
Okay.
So I can't look like a chump. So I have a edge of 2. So it only cost me 1 at least to lower it 1 level.
Okay.
All right, so now a 7.
You loosen it, but it doesn't open. One more shoulder hit will probably do it.
Let's do that.
So I won't even make you roll for the second one. Just it takes you a couple of tries.
Hold on. It's all that drinking. Let me warm up. Bust open. Door opens. What do I see?
Door opens.
After you.
I take my gun out and I go around like a normal like FBI agent would do when they break into a door.
Okay.
And I say, flank me.
You open the door. It smells like cat piss.
Disgusting.
You see a cat kind of wander out, meowing at you. Looks a little malnourished. There's piss and shit on the floor. You see a litter box in the corner that appears to have been overused, which is probably why the cat is no longer using it. It's not a mess, but it's not
clean. It's like our house.
Yeah. only there, it is garbage as opposed to furniture and flooring. but it's not like, it doesn't look like a drug addict lives here. It just looks like someone who isn't as cleanly as most people.
I'm going to pet the cat.
Sure.
I'm going to pick the cat up.
I wouldn't do that.
And I'm going to kind of head towards the kitchen with the cat in my arms to feed it.
Yeah, no, you find some dry food in the bag.
I open it for the cat.
Yeah. It's going to be bags of treats in
Marvel. It devours it pretty quickly. Give it some water. It drinks water.
Fed for a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to start looking around, see if there's any indication of a body or like she just picked up her stuff and left.
Were we using intelligence for search last time? I think we were.
Yes.
Where's Jimmy going?
Jimmy's going to go to the fridge.
Rot of rotten food. It stinks. It's disgusting.
Never mind. Close that sucker.
I'll get you a cheeseburger if you help me find something.
Oh, food's involved. All right.
If you guys are going to just search the entire apartment, which I assume you will, go ahead and just give me intelligence rolls.
Oh, boy.
I'm waiting for the number.
Based on what your roll is what you're going to get. So.
All right.
I got a 17.
Listen. I'm not rolling this one. A 1. I got a natural 1.
You picked the gold ones from the beginning, and they've done nothing but do you dirty. That's all I've done.
So you don't find shit.
I found plenty of shit.
You found shit. That's about it.
You just sit and play with the cat is what you're doing.
For some reason, you're scooping through the litter box. No, like you're walking in circles, but you're not really finding anything.
You're not looking. You're just kind of looking, but you're not observing anything.
Thinking about what you want a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Just so distracted.
17. That's pretty good. You notice that there's a knife missing from the little knife block. You don't see it in the sink. You don't seem to find it anywhere else in the apartment. It's not the largest knife, but it's long enough that if someone were trying to do something with it, they could. Mm-hmm. You notice that underneath the bed, you do find a little empty vial about 2 inches tall. Very, very small. That appears to have the remnants of something blue inside of it. The blue stain.
I gather that vial and I put it in my pocket to bring back.
I mean, you guys are investigating.
Evidence bags, whatever.
Yeah, like you guys are investigating.
I'm going to assume she's going to show me this stuff.
Yeah.
After you're done you're just playing with whatever the cat. You're doing. He's looking for booze and playing with the cat is what he's doing.
He's trying to teach it to find him.
So I'll walk back in the kitchen and I'll say, hey, Jimmy, look what I found. And I'll show it to you.
That looks just like the stuff that we're looking for.
Yeah. And did you also notice there's a knife missing from the block?
No. What else is missing?
Neanderthal.
You're so smart.
Come on. I owe you a cheeseburger and we gotta figure out where the other guys are.
All right. Back, kitty.
Take the cat. Let's go.
The cat attempts to follow you out the door.
Do we take the cat?
Take the cat.
Oh, boy.
All right.
You can get it some fish and chips.
Grab the cat.
So you guys have a cat that is now well-fed, purring, a little happier. Not sure what you're going to do with it, but you got a cat.
Jimmy's coat cat.
It's my new co-pilot. I like him.
Also, on an earlier statement, I'm pretty sure people quit jobs all the time without having the cops called.
No, but if there was absolutely no nothing of somebody saying anything.
All of her stuff was still there.
All of her stuff is still there, and she just up and disappears and like doesn't even cancel her appointments. Like people are showing up for appointments.
Yeah.
That's a missing person at that point. So you technically should call the cops.
Or contact their emergency contact.
Right. Exactly. Somebody should have been contacted.
I can understand emergency contact. I don't know about the cops, though.
That would be up to the emergency contact.
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
imagine.
Trying out a different D20.
Well, I mean, I
there's a couple of boxes of my dice.
There's also all of mine, so yeah. Go for it.
I had a part
those elder dice are really nice.
Used one time, and I quit that job without telling anybody, and they called my sister, but my sister didn't answer.
There's three D20s in that box.
So, like, yeah, we're concerned about Daniel's well-being. She never called
it's,
him.
It's your right side. It's got
so
a little
they probably thought I was dead.
Yeah. So, no, you don't necessarily have to call the police, but if somebody just goes missing without any warning...
The skull is the 20.
You tend to...
Or whatever the symbol is on those.
The star.
You tend to be a little more concerned.
I like that
okay.
Blue.
I do
sorry.
Too.
It's gorgeous.
We have a cat. Hold on.
Great. You got a cat.
What'd you name it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, nope. That's too much pressure.
All right. Jimmy's going to think about what he names it. Tibbers. Next Tibbers. People.
It's called Booze.
Oh, my goodness. I can be like, it's got Guinness or something.
You're, but, no. You should name it like whatever sex it is. It's the opposite sex. So I'm just going to call you an idiot. Okay.
What? I flipped the cat over before we get back in the car. What is it?
Have you ever
sexed
a cat?
Sexed a cat?
Have you ever sexed a cat? Like, try to figure out what it is?
Oh, no.
They're quite difficult.
Only with
they
consent.
Are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cats are quite
does
difficult.
Does it have testicles, I guess?
Well, it's probably fixed.
If you look so hard enough.
Who knows? I don't know.
If you look hard enough, it is female.
Okay, cool.
What do you
so it's not going to even yep. a male name. All right, we can keep going.
All right, so you come up with that while we go to, wait, where'd you guys go?
Went to the journalist, Sharon Smith, I think.
Sharon Cooper Smith.
Cooper. Smith.
All right.
Not John Jacob.
Oh, it's Cooper Smith? I totally wrote Super Smith.
Nope. Cooper Smith.
I got Cooper.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, guys.
How are you attempting to find... Are you calling her or going to her apartment?
I think we just go to her apartment, knock on the door, say who we are, what we want, straight okay. to the point.
So she is actually in a rental house in the Queen Anne neighborhood of Seattle. I don't know what that means.
It's pretty.
It must be a nice area. They gave it a name.
Fancy.
Yeah, Queen Anne sounds like a big deal. And yeah, you guys knock on the door and she opens it. Hello?
Yeah, we're looking for a Sharon Smith.
Cooper Smith.
I'm a Cooper Smith.
Wait, why did I say Sharon Smith?
I don't know.
Sharon Cooper Smith.
She's got another
Cooper Smith is the last name.
Tweet it.
It's one word, Cooper Smith.
Oh, I thought like Cooper Smith was like a middle name. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I'm looking
yeah,
for a
sorry.
Sharon Cooper Smith.
You've got her. How can I help you?
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and show her my badge from the estate and let her know.
Wow. So,
like,
he's got that down.
We're from the state. We just had a few questions for you concerning, what was the drug called again?
It's
the first thing. The first thing you guys notice, by the way, is she is wearing sunglasses.
Oh, okay. Someone has written down.
I mean,
spiral dust.
Queen Anne is
spiral dust.
Beautiful.
Cool.
Think like Astoria from the Goonies.
Right.
It's beautiful.
I guess you guys can come in. Sure.
Okay.
Can I get you anything? She seems to be a little. What's the word I'm looking for? I mean, not shaky so much, although she is a little trembly, but she's a little. You ever seen videos of people on crack where they're kind of quick, kind of fast, kind of jittery? That's kind of what you're getting. Seems to be a little scattered brained when she speaks.
We're investigating the use of spiral dust.
She gets a big smile.
It seems to be. Oh, I take it you're familiar.
Oh, it's the most wonderful thing.
What makes it so wonderful?
I can see things differently now. So the world is a stranger place than you believe, you know?
The doors of perception have opened. No. Okay. Yeah, so we're basically investigating because it's becoming rather of a nuisance and a, I wouldn't say so much as a pandemic, but people are coming up missing and we're afraid people are ODing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're mostly just trying to keep people safe. We have no grudge against you using it. What you do in
tea?
Your...
She gets up and goes to make tea.
Okay. Well, while she's going to make tea, I'm going to start looking around her house. Her her house, right? Because she lives in a house.
Yeah, she's got like one of those electric kettles and whatever. As she's like getting stuff together, she's thumbing through like a stash tin of tea, and she goes, "Oh, I've got some here," and she just pulls a vial out and sits it on the table. There's not much in there, but she does have what's like left of a vial.
Wait, where would one get some more of this?
Oh man, look, man, I got this stuff like a couple of months ago. Do you want some? You want to try it?
I think I'm looking for more, a little more than this.
Well, aren't we all? Usually one vial lasts me a couple of months. Yep. You don't need much. You don't need much, but man, your mind just.
You don't have anyone to go to.
Who I buy from?
Yeah, do not restock.
Yeah, I buy. Are you selling?
Not per se.
What are you doing? You're quiet.
I don't know. I'm just kind of checking out the vial.
Okay. It definitely looks like the pictures that you've seen.
Yeah.
I'm more looking of a place or the source of this.
God, who knows where it's made?
Who do you get it from? Who do you go to? Is there a den somewhere? Is there...
All right. I know a guy. You're going to have to make like a charm roll, persuasion roll, something, whatever you want to call that.
Can I use my deceiving to try to make her think that I actually want to buy some?
Sure. That sounds like a perfect use of your abilities.
She apparently doesn't care that I'm from the estate, obviously, because she's just open about everything. So I'm just going to make her...
Very laid-back individual.
She seems to be scattermind, so I'm just going to be like, hey, I'm trying to buy some. So I'll try to deceive her into think that I'm actually trying to buy some for myself.
All right.
Okay. So that was a speed check.
Is it based on a level I give, or is it based on a level of the ability? I don't remember.
Deceiving is just trained, so it'll be one step down from whatever you make it.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, it's not going to be that difficult. Go ahead and roll it.
18.
Oh, yeah. No, you got it. She's like, all right.
She gives you names, numbers, addresses.
Man.
She says...
here's my black book.
Yeah, right?
She says, all right. I never got his name, but he wears like a trench coat. I guess he's got a beard. Does he have a beard? I think he has a beard. He might have a beard.
Does he wear a cowboy hat?
I think he does. Have you met him?
No, I'm just... He looks like a guy... He sounds like a guy that'll wear a cowboy hat.
Well, if you're wearing a trench coat, right?
And a beard. I mean, beard, trench coat.
Sorry, watching Lucas tweak is kind of fun.
She's like, all right. Look, this is where I meet him every couple of months. Union Street and Western Avenue. All right. Union Street and Western Avenue. All right. Union Street and Western Avenue. You got that?
Yes.
Where was it?
Union Street and Western Avenue.
God, you're good.
I am. That's I'm the best at what I do. How do you normally reach him? Do you call him? Do you?
No. I just show up, and sometimes he's there, and sometimes he isn't.
Okay.
Now, it's outside of this warehouse where they hold like raves. Oh man, Spiral Dust and raves.
Around the same area.
People at home can't see what I'm doing, but I'm like raving in my seat now.
No, he's exactly like Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, like that's what she's doing. Yeah.
Union Street doing and Western Avenue. They have raves down there.
Yeah, it's in a little warehouse. The raves are in the warehouse.
Okay. Can't do the and you said there's a bunch of Spiral Dust users there too? Just Spiral Dust rave? Is that what it is? Like?
Oh, I don't know. But that's what I do. I don't know what they do.
Oh, okay. You may seem like it was a gathering. Okay.
I mean, maybe.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. I think we're going to see ourselves out now, unless there's anything that you want to do.
I'll just hand her the vial
back. Benjamin, whatever your two first names are.
Sebastian,
Stan.
Yep.
All right.
What'd you do with the jar?
I just handed her the vial back.
Oh, why?
All
right.
I mean, it's a little bit left. She might freak out.
I was going to try to swipe it before we left. Oh, well. Well, if you hand it back to her, I'm not going to.
She just puts it back in the tea tin. Like, during her conversation, that tea kettle had stopped working, and not once did she pour it. Like, it boiled, and it stopped, it clicked.
I don't expect...
Just left it there.
I don't expect...
She must be using an electric tea kettle.
It is. Yeah.
I don't expect anything less. All right. Unless you want to look around or anything, we got.
I think we got all the information.
Union Street, get. Western Avenue, corner, warehouse, party.
Rave warehouse.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe.
Best place to go.
Might be Spiral Dust users, might not be.
So if you guys use.
We know there's one there at least.
If you guys use like a map app somewhere, Google, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll take that money, Google. If you use Google Apps, you know that cross street is near a port warehouse, so it's actually close to the port. It's also not an address that was ever on your list of addresses that was given to you in the file.
Just using MapQuest. All right.
And map.
All right, well, I guess we'll meet up with the other two.
So we can go talk to Chopra. So we'll meet back up.
Okay, you guys meet back up.
We'll relay the information about Union and Western, corner of Union and Western.
We'll let you know that Melissa is missing. I'll show you guys the vial. I'm assuming Jimmy's going to open his coat and show you his cat.
Guys. I got a new... He's a new co-pilot. Sorry, not cat. Co-pilot.
Is anybody allergic to cats? Because that's when you start sneezing.
What about those 50-cent pictures? You said that in a group text.
Oh my gosh, we gotta go back. I think the place is called Clarence, or I don't know.
Boys, we have some work to do, and then first round of drinks will be on me.
Oh. So is like every Sunday, or what?
He's already had the first round.
What is today?
Yeah, he also doesn't know I stole his wallet.
I think it'd be Sunday, right? Because Saturday was when we graduated.
Saturday was when you graduated.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So, well, ideally it's Monday. I mean, most businesses aren't open on Sundays, so we'll consider it Monday.
Monday deals, man.
I mean,
lunch special.
Salons are usually open Sundays and bars are too, so.
That's true. Yeah. So yeah, fine. That's fine. We'll call it Sunday.
Sunday special.
Yeah.
50-cent pictures.
Sunday fun day.
I don't remember. Did I give you guys an actual date from... Because you looked at a bunch of calendars, and I don't remember what we decided on.
You just would say like 2 months from.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the calendar mostly was because the year we were trying to figure out the years.
So no, we don't have an actual date.
Okay. Cool. You guys got some information. You guys gathered back together. Are you going to attempt to find Eldridge?
I think we should.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we've only talked to one person.
Freyr.
And we've noticed that the... other person is missing. Fair. So
I think all the information we can gather will be helpful, so yes, I think we should.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Well, is this person a taxi driver or something lame?
No, he runs
an
online auction service.
Oh yeah.
Like
so
those commercials.
Let Go or whatever it is, yeah.
No, like the lady. There's a commercial with a lady and she has a lisp and it's hilarious.
Okay.
Narrows it down.
That's very vague.
I'll figure it out.
This lady online has a lisp.
Lisp.
Oh, at least it's lisp.
I just threw my phone across
the
floor.
She's got lips.
Anyway.
she has lips.
She's got lips.
It's like
calling?
It's like the penny bid sites.
Yeah.
Oh, those are pretty good.
Are you called? They're not. They're total shit. It costs you like $20 to get so many points, and then like you try to add these points onto the auction. In the end, everything still costs you like double or more the amount that you're actually bidding on.
Well, it's like that Bumblebee.
Yeah, it's like those commercials where like you can get this $1,000 TV for $200, but you probably still are paying $600 to get all those.
My aunt's really good at that. I don't get it. She's won so much crap off of
it's
it,
ridiculous.
Though. There's a few people that just... Oh, wait, sorry.
There's a way to work it, yeah.
Yep. Anyway, so are you guys visiting Eldridge or are you calling Eldridge?
Oh, I think we should see him in
Deal
person.
Dash.
There you go.
Where Deal she goes, Dash. And shipping is always free. That's what I was thinking. Sorry.
Nice. That is great.
Sorry.
Your next character's going to have that.
Talk like that.
At least talking about modern day things make sense in this game because it is modern day in
truth.
This game. So.
Very true. No anachronisms here.
Yeah.
Or suppose we're talking about googling stuff and playing D&D where they don't have that kind of technology.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're going to go visit him.
Okay. Master. All four of you going?
Chopra. Yes.
Okay. You knock on Eldridge's door. It takes you a couple tries, but you do hear some shuffling. Door opens.
Oh my gosh, this guy's alive. Thank God.
Can I
say that out loud?
Yeah, I'll say that out loud.
Can I help you? He appears to have just woken up.
What time is it?
This time, if it's the same day, by now it's got to be around 4:00.
not terrible.
On a Monday or on a Sunday?
Sunday.
Are we just showing
third shifts?
Yeah, right, I guess. Unless someone else is taking any kind of initiative, I'm just going to show my badge.
Oh. See,
we're here from the estate.
Shit.
He ain't got nothing to worry about. Don't worry.
I'm going to make sure Jimmy's foot is in the door jamb so he can't shove the door closed. Like, all of a sudden, Jimmy's standing, like, I'm standing behind Jimmy, and I just, like, kick his foot into the door jamb.
Like, we're not here to, you're not in any kind of trouble or anything. We just have a few questions we're asking. We want to ask you if that's okay.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to investigate. We're trying to investigate, spiral dust. Are you aware of the substance?
Uh-huh.
Could you tell us anything about it, about where you get it, or where it's distributed from?
I mean, walk around town, you'll probably find it somewhere.
Well, as of right now, we haven't really found any suppliers anywhere, so that's why we wanted to ask people that we were suspect of being users if they were aware of...
Was it you? Somebody has the ability to, like, read people.
I do. I do have that ability.
Not me.
Because, like, he's, like, stone-faced, seemingly not given a fuck.
Which allows me to learn one random fact about a person or a location that is pertinent to a topic I designate.
Is that based on a roll?
It says 2 IP. So 2 intellect points.
It costs you 2 intellect points to use that ability.
Yeah. Which is, I don't think
I don't think you have to roll.
You
for
use,
that,
use
right?
the points. You don't have to roll.
So you can spend two
I'm gonna spend,
intellect points.
I'll spend 2.
So you learn one thing that you dictate.
Means you only got to spend 1, right? Because you got an edge of 1.
You have an edge of 1. It only costs you 1.
So I learn one random fact of a person or location that is pertinent to a topic I designate. So obviously.
Specify what you want to learn.
What do we want to learn, boys?
If you can figure out locations, that would be a start.
So like where he gets it?
Yes. Yeah.
Or can it just be like as generic as everything he knows about Blue Spiral?
I think it's a specific. This seems like a pretty specific thing. Yeah, like you're not going to get all of the information out of him.
Like I said, because it seems like it's just one thing, but I think location would probably be the best. So you basically have a vision of probably through the guy's eyes is how I would see it. And
yeah.
You just, it's like a vision for
That's
you.
That's how I would see it as well.
Do we want like a location?
I also had
the
idea that like I have to touch them to figure it out.
Is that?
It doesn't say that, but that was kind of like what I had in my head.
Okay.
Probably the location. The person we already know.
Well, I just meant we could get the location of the person if he knows where.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be ideal if we get it of the location of the person. But I assume if we get the location of where he's getting it from, it's going to be the person. So, I mean, it's either way.
If it's like a movie, could we see who's selling her the drugs at the location if we wanted a specific trade-off?
Yeah, I feel
I mean,
it's
ideally,
like a really blurry image. You know, like the ones where like it zooms in on something that you understand and then it like moves around and then you see something else. Kind of like the Crow flashbacks.
Yes.
That's what I imagined. I'm putting this in Lucas terms for
almost
everybody.
Almost like a mirage.
A little bit.
Yeah. Kind of like a really quick replay, but it like will focus in on certain aspects of that replay.
It's like a sepia toned kind of a, yeah.
Yeah.
So specify to me what it is you want to learn.
So we want to learn the location of where he's getting this from.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we want?
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry.
I think so.
Okay. Then yes, that's what I want.
Okay.
Do I have to touch him to get that?
I don't think it doesn't specify that you have to, so I'm not going to worry about that.
Well, I was just going to like push the boys out of their way and shake his hand is what I was going to try to do.
It's also intelligence based, so probably not.
Yeah, it's not a physical thing. So, so you kind of stare at him for a moment while he's talking, and you get a quick flash of walking down a street. You get. As Daniel explained, it seems like that's the way I understood it as well. Like you saw, it's almost through their eyes. So, you know, the vision, it appears as if they look to the left. When they look to the left very quickly, you see a street sign that says Union. He then will turn to the right and go down an alleyway where you see the visage of, you see a silhouette of someone, that appears to be wearing a hat, and that's about all you get.
But, like, I would be able to identify the alleyway if we went to Union Street.
I mean, probably. It may take you a little while, but yeah, probably.
Okay. I just assume like there was graffiti that like I would recognize if I.
Sure. Yeah.
Cool.
It says drugs this way.
Very forward.
In Rook, it's
neon.
Right?
Only
in Rook.
It's neon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
If you build it, they will come.
You kind of, I also get the idea that you would probably get some audio, faint, muffled, but mm-hmm. probably some audio, and you probably kind of hear what would sound like bassy music.
I was going like noir, but yeah.
So where is the warehouse in relation to the corner of Union and Western?
It's like right on the corner of Union and Western, or yeah.
So Western Union.
Yeah. Union and Western.
Have you been to any raves lately?
Yeah.
Can I go to one?
Go for it.
Can you tell me where the best ones are? I'm trying to flirt with him, by the way. I don't know if you guys mm-hmm. notice this.
It's for flirting, I mean, really good, actually.
Like, I feel like you're gonna have this guy is a lot less likely to explain things to you without rolls.
No, and I understand that, and I'm willing to roll, but yeah. I'm just trying to like smooth talk him, trying to like
give me a smooth talk roll.
It was a smooth talk roll, but what's my?
I don't know. Are you doing? Do you have like a charm or what do you?
I don't have anything because I don't know. I didn't know this was like a thing.
You have no talky skills.
I have no. My skills is my might defense, which means I have like.
Well, so like, again, like in this game, like your skills just basically give you like an advantage in the roll. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just rolling. He seems pretty stoic. Like he isn't really giving much up. The problem is I don't know what. I keep thinking like, well, you know, your deception was speed, so I guess it would be ideal to be the same thing. So give me a speed roll. You can always spend effort.
I have an edge of one, by the way.
What'd you get?
A three.
Yeah, he's not really.
I'm looking at her.
He kind of just shrugs like, I ask around. I mean, I go to various places, so they're all pretty good.
Do you have a rave down by Union and Western?
Union and Western? I need like a psychology roll from you.
I don't know what that'll be, but
intellect.
Oh yeah, probably.
You're reading someone.
16.
Dang.
You can definitely tell that he knows what you're talking about, but he's like, no. Hmm. He will. You know he's lying to you at this point.
Okay.
What's around us?
What's around you?
Yeah, is people looking or
is he?
This is gonna be my favorite question, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like where's our muscle? Like our
that's why I'm looking around.
Come on,
first.
Guys.
I try to sell scissors, yeah, but like, man, I became 24 real quick.
Please too, tell right? me that, like, if you go to, like, shove him against a wall, like, you hand somebody the cat first.
The cat's name, I'll tell you later.
I'm excited.
The cat's just on
it. It's not that cool. The cat's my guy's real redneck.
Cat's probably on a shoulder glaring at the guy, too. He's just all along for the trip now.
Yeah, no, he's a coat cat. No, like, quite literally, I feel like you're wearing, like, a coat and you have, like, an inside pocket and the cat's, like, face is just poking out of the pocket.
My guy's not that clever. Come on.
Yeah, so he's straight up lying to you.
Well, yeah, but is he in an apartment?
Yes, his apartment.
Yeah, shit apartment.
Are there people looking?
No.
While she's flirting with him, like, horribly, I'm gonna look left and right. I don't see anybody. I'm gonna give an eye to Sebastian, like, and I'm gonna give him the signal. I don't know if he's gonna understand my signal, but I'm gonna kick in the door real hard.
Like, because we're assuming he's got the door, like, kind of open and he's
Yeah. It's more like a peeking out of the crack type thing.
Oh, man.
So we just kick it at the same time?
I'm going to give you that. If you want to go in on this.
No.
It's a might-based roll.
Hold on.
Josh wanted mm-hmm. to roll, right? He's just helping you so you would get one step down, right?
Correct.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah.
So you're helping him so he gets one step down.
Yes.
All hand right. somebody the cat before you hurt the cat.
Oh no! I'll just keep him in here. Okay. This is like instant. It's like
okay.
If I handed off the cat, he'd probably get suspicious. There's
your
no
foot's
way.
Already in the door.
Yeah, like, why is there a cat in this man's coat?
All right, so I'm gonna do this. Hopefully, everyone's okay with this. Why did I roll this die again?
Did you just roll another one?
I'm using experience point to reroll.
Okay.
There you go. Good decision. And take a different dice.
I'll get it later.
The dog may or may not eat that later.
Yeah, I'm going to use your die.
They aren't aware at the
moment. Yeah.
They're asleep.
You're going to use my die. What die did you grab?
This is the elder die.
Yeah, it's mine. Oh. From the elder's dice.
Yeah, grab your die.
I thought you said my dice. I was like, my dice are still there.
Yours. All right. I got a 5. Man, this chain is crazy.
Well, the door's already open, so let's hope that the step wasn't too high.
But say, I think you go down one step because you're at my edge, or you got two of my edge.
I didn't say I used it, though.
Your edge is automatic.
Yeah, your edge
is automatic. Yeah, your edge is automatic. Oh. So you were already down two steps.
You kick the door open.
Yeah.
He kind of shoves backwards. He's like, all right, wait, all right, all right. He just walks in and sits down.
I'm going to follow him and sit down across from him.
I'm going to
total like, what's that movie with Sharon Stone where like she crosses and crosses her legs?
Basic instinct.
Thank you. I'm going to do like one of those moves where I'm just like,
I'm going to make sure the cat's all right. Is the cat all right?
Cat's fine.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Purring, asleep in your pocket.
Nice. That's
awesome. It's a teacup cat.
Yeah.
Which is the thing. A munchkin cat actually, they're really cute. They're like basset hounds, just cat style.
Those are the ones that have really short legs.
Yeah,
yeah, they're really cute.
They usually fit in coffee mugs.
Yeah.
It's down there. I can see. Oh, I can see.
Yeah. So the guy sits down. I don't believe you guys actually asked for Eldritch when you opened the door, did you? You just knocked on the door. No one asked who this guy was.
Nope.
I
said Mr. Chopra. And did he you? Responded, yes.
He looked like an Eldritch.
Then I will modify it this way. Guy sits down and says, my name's not even Eldritch. My name's Rick. I haven't seen Eldritch in a while.
Why didn't you just say that in the first place?
Because I'm watching this place for him.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. He went maybe a month ago. He said he was going to head out to, head down to Portland, then down to like San Diego or something. He was selling the shit.
He was selling it.
He would go buy it and then go resell it.
Do you have a list of his clients? There, no. Rick. Are you?
He
a
was
client,
trying
Rick?
To. I think that's why he was trying to. What he was trying to do. He was trying to find some clients. Traveling around, getting the hell out of Seattle. There's too many dealers around here.
Are you on it, Rick?
No.
You like the pot, don't you?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen him or heard from him.
Do you
him
have any contact with him? Any phone numbers? Anything?
I got a cell phone, but last I heard from him was like a couple of days ago.
Do you know what kind of car he drives?
Like a Malibu, I think.
What color is that Malibu?
Blue. It's kind of rusty.
Do you mind if we look through his apartment?
Go ahead. If you're trying to find some dust, dude, he cleaned out.
We know what the dust looks like. The dust isn't going to help us with anything. I'm just looking for anything else that might help us find the source or figure out where he went or
any
notes.
Do you
have
a picture of Mr. Eldritch?
He just kind of points to a wall. There's pictures of like him at graduation with his mom or something. Like,
totally
you can assume that that's who that is.
And social media is probably a thing too. So, I mean, if we wanted to, we could probably honestly try to look him up on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason why you couldn't look at social media for any of these people.
I'm just curious now.
Yeah, so I'm just going to look around the apartment for anything of importance.
Me too. I'm taking.
Sorry. If there's nothing of importance, and I'm just laughing because there's not going to be much help you're going to be. If there's nothing important, then we can just move on. But if I have a chance of finding something, then I want to look through it thoroughly to.
I mean, I'm actually kind of worried. You know, last I talked to him, he said he thought he was being followed or something. I'm kind of wondering if maybe he got in some trouble.
Any information on or details on the person following?
Okay. No, he just said he felt like he was being followed. And I was like, dude, just come back. And he was like, but if I come back, I can't sell. And I was like, yeah.
This reminds me of, what was that, Totally Kyle from, what was that, All That? Is that what that show was back in the day, All That? It was
that show returned.
That was Drake Bell.
Drake Bell.
That show was actually back totally on Kyle. Television.
Like, I was like, whoa. And then he was like, whoa. And I was like, whoa. Like, that's the whole segment. Whoa.
Did he tell you where he was at?
Last I talked to him, you know, he really didn't.
He didn't give you any indication of where he was located so you could help him?
I think he said it was like some small town kind of southwest of here. Like he was still in Oregon. I don't remember the name
Seattle's
of it.
Seattle's in Washington.
Or Washington, sorry. He was still in Washington, but I don't really remember the name of it. He was at some flea bag motel. You know, he didn't have a lot of cash on him. Although he did sell, he sold a lot of shit. So I think he was on his way back anyway to pick up and go sell again, but he was kind of afraid to return for some reason. I mean, if I was being followed,
what would you do?
I'd hide.
Where would you hide?
Good idea.
Probably in a Fleabag motel. Ah? I mean, that's what they do in the movies, right? It seems to work.
Works.
I'm going to hand him one of my cards and say, will you call me if he calls you?
Sure.
Thanks.
So that's the second potential dealer that we're missing, right?
I'm going to assume.
Well, he's a dealer. She was a user. Melissa was a user.
Okay.
I'm going to assume that this guy's selling.
I mean,
is there like a, again, like psychology? What were we using for psychology?
Intellect.
Give me an intellect roll.
Not me. Please, not me. I was just saying this out loud because I'm like, are we just done with this dude?
17.
Yeah, he seems to be telling the truth.
Okay.
Wait, so if he doesn't use, how did I get that vision from him?
Remember, he did lie to Daniel.
Before we go, While they're talking, I'm gonna slip into the kitchen and see if there's like any milk or anything. I like to drink. I bet my co-pilot likes to drink too. So I'm gonna open the slip in maybe anything in the fridge.
There's food, drinks.
Okay, I'm gonna grab a few of each to see what's going on. Maybe pocket. I don't know. Is there anything like any knives around?
Yes.
Or missing?
Oh, missing? No, there's nothing. No.
Is there an additional knife that doesn't belong to that set, but maybe another set?
Doesn't seem to be.
Oh, these are pretty. Are they some decent knives?
Yeah.
All right. Can I
probably grab a gift from mom when he moved into his new apartment?
Oh, pretty. Thanks, mom. And I'm gonna grab out a knife.
Okay.
And put it in my bag. I can't grab scissors. I'm gonna try a knife now.
Make sure it's not near the cat.
Like he's not paying.
That's in the front pocket.
He's not paying attention. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Rick has no idea what's going on.
He's a little out of it.
All right.
Smells a little herbal in there.
A little earthy. A little nice. Skunky.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. All right, then I come back around. I'm just like...
You guys went through the rest of his apartment. Did they find anything else?
I mean, it's kind of gross. Like, this is a slobby person.
Surprisingly.
You're not sure whether or not that's Rick or Eldridge. But... So whoever is in this, somebody is very sloppy. Yeah, I mean, you don't really find much else.
Okay.
You find a stash of pot.
You put your weed in it. I don't think we're gonna get much more information on this dude.
Yeah, I guess I'll shake Rick's hand and I'll say, please stay in touch if you hear anything from Eldridge.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Or if you need anything else.
Sure. If for some reason I can remember the name of that place, I'll let you know.
Please do.
It had a tree in it. Something with a tree.
There was a tree? What kind of tree?
I don't know. I don't remember if it was the hotel or the town, but there was a tree involved.
Like elm, oak, pine?
Pine sounds about right.
Pine? Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Like pine wood? Pinedale? Pineville?
Pines.
One of those, maybe. Okay. Yeah.
You remember anything else?
Nah.
Maybe like the name of the Fleabag Motel?
Isn't that what we were talking about?
I mean, maybe that or like the...
It was either that or the town.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't remember.
You know, if you remember, I'll buy you pizza.
All right.
He's getting excited.
All the toppings you want.
All right. So I got some stuff to do, so if you like, I'm going to go.
Where are you going?
I got work. I'm running the site.
Oh, you're running the site for him?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, thank you for your assistance.
Sure, sure.
And you let me know when I owe you that pizza.
All right.
We'll leave, I guess. Well,
thanks for the cat food. Thank you.
Did you guys get anything else from him?
Pine.
Are we outside right now?
Pine.
Yeah, like Pinewood, Pinedale is either the name of the town or the Fleabag Motel. We're not sure. But if he remembers, I'll buy him a pizza.
So Pine is in...
Something to do with either the hotel or where this guy is.
What hotel?
Fleabag right
now. Where he is. Sorry, did you walk away during that time?
Yes.
He's staying at a Fleabag hotel.
Oh, okay.
The last time he talked to him.
Which was a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he was going there for a pine derby.
And it's southwest?
Yeah.
Southwest of Seattle.
Correct.
It's still in Washington.
Spokane.
It's not Spokane.
Okay. I'm not for sure how much seeking out these people actually are going to do for us at this point.
All right.
So I feel like it'd be a giant waste of time, but that's just my opinion on the matter. Because we're not after these people. We were just after the information they possibly had, which I think is mostly what we got. So I think maybe we should investigate
location. The
street corner.
You've got the street corner. You've got the Fleabag Hotel. You got a couple of options.
Down payment on my tattoo.
I googled Washington State Pine, and the first thing that popped up was Lake of the Pines Motel.
You said you googled Washington State Pine. Mm-hmm. Where's it at?
It's southwest of Seattle.
Weird.
Is that true?
It's almost like Lucas did some research.
What? So it's it. We got to go to... Is that why my phone picked it up? Because we're on the same Wi-Fi?
I have no idea.
That'd be funny.
You are learning.
Creepy.
Big Brother's listening.
Because there's Lake Wood.
What did you say it was called? I don't remember if I changed the name.
Lake of the Pine.
Yeah, no, that's what it was.
I'm
glad I have a smartphone now.
We're allowed to Google stuff, I feel like, so... We can go in game. So
I would literally, like, we'd walk out into the hallway. I have a feeling Rick would shut the door behind us, and I'd be on my phone looking it up and I'd be like, well, there's a motel called Lake of the Wood or Lake of the Pine Motel. Sorry. Whatever it was. Maybe we should give them a call.
That's their parent motel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lake of the Wood. So I'm going to call the front desk.
First of all, you went on Google first to see what you could find. In the general Google search, you find Lake of the Pine Hotel. And then, like, the one right below that is murder investigation at Lake of the Pine Hotel.
Oh. Damn.
Hey, guys. We might have a problem. And I'll show you guys the news article.
I don't need no more problems.
Well, this just keeps getting better and better.
None of us do.
It states that an unidentified male was found in his hotel room. It appears as though he was stabbed to death. His face was disfigured and identification was not found. I likely stolen. But did appear to be of South Asian descent.
So hairdresser lady killed auction dude.
So, and this was by the date, it was about 2 days ago when it was posted.
Oh.
There has not been an update on it, but it just says that an autopsy will be taking place, and that they're going to attempt through whatever DNA they can to see if they can find a match to who this person is.
Because we're part of the estate, do we get any leeway into like law enforcement?
With a little bit of paperwork, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good question.
You guys said that hairdresser lady was missing a knife and this guy was stabbed to death and they both apparently went to Portland.
Yes, we are making the assumption that hairdresser lady, I assume, was sent to kill this guy because he was taking, this is my intellect coming in, he was taking
this
clients away from Leroy,
yeah,
is my guess.
Or he was upcharging it, making more money or something.
Right. Yeah. So I think we should still go find Leroy, but we should... I will start... Can I file the paperwork on my phone?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start filing paperwork to get more information about this case.
Sure. Okay. Per their protocols, it will take a couple of days to get like the autopsy information and whatever if they find a DNA match.
Well, I was wondering if the knife was still there.
No murder weapon, no identification, okay. No sign of forced entry. Just that the gentleman did not, the gentleman did not return the key the next day. So
they went, housekeeping went through and found
right,
him.
Right. Somebody walked in and found him.
I was just
kidding. Yep.
You want mint for pillow?
All right. So since the paperwork's going to take several days or a couple days,
yeah.
Do you just want to go to...
I think we should go to Union Western.
Let's do it.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Raincores_brothel, and our archives can be found at raincoresbrothel.com.